drink in. And I write on the blog and help sisters.
And Jesus, people have oppressed women, but Jesus hung out with women.
Would you say people oppress
people
women?
People oppress women, generally speaking.
Well, people oppress all kinds of different cultures.
I'm saying, but Jesus hung out with women because we're strong and we're good people.
I'm hanging out with my wife.
And I'm looking for that. Thing.
Right. Jesus did hang out with them, but he called them out of their sin.
Yeah.
And he calls them to holiness and obedience. John 14:15 says, if you love me, you'll keep my commands.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the New Testament is filled with commands. Mm-hmm. And one of them is coming out of the world. How you look, talk, dress, act, spend your money. It's all in God's word. And if you've been studying it for 30 years, I would encourage you to go a lot deeper. Because there's more to it than what you're seeing. Yeah. And that's what we're here to do.
Yeah, we always tell people lovingly, Jesus is coming to judge this culture that's full of pride, vanity, politics, and Jesus is coming to judge. And I was just preaching, everything that is made of man, fashion, vanity, pride, politics, is going to be destroyed.
And that's why I strive to not take strength in focusing on those things.
Yeah, but you must conform to his image if you're a child of God.
Repent of them.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Absolutely. So you're here. Are you here to partake of this?
So I'm here for a work trip.
Okay.
A what, ma'am?
My son is studying national monuments.
Yeah.
Second grade. So I came here to take a picture for him.
Oh, good. This was got appointed that we met.
So I could see.
Right.
Look at this.
So I would encourage you, because I love you as my neighbor, and if you're claiming Christ,
absolutely.
There's a lot more. Okay, look at this world and how much feminism is in it.
Right.
And you were talking about how Jesus hung out with women and how women are strong. But there are a lot of commands in God's word for women. You can see, I'm going to bring it up because you're claiming Christ.
Right.
God teaches his women how to cover
their
head.
This is our temple. This is our temple.
How to submit to the headship order of God.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's in there. 1 Timothy 2.
Okay.
1 Peter 3. 1 Corinthians 14. It's in there and it describes
James is my favorite book, but I'm going to go back to Timothy.
Oh, go through all of them.
And I named my son's middle name is James because that's my favorite book.
Did you tell her about your sister's blog and the tab that would help her?
Right. I actually write on a blog that helps point people who are seeking truth for sisters, for women.
Oh, good.
She teaches women's issues, not men's
issues.
Teaches women's issues.
Okay, we're going to be male-dominated industry.
Okay, the men are to reason and teach in the doctrines and theology. Mm-hmm. The women can teach each other on women's issues.
I like that.
You know Titus 2.
Yes.
And it tells about the older women teach the younger women how to love their children, how to take care of their homes, how to be godly women.
Gospel good news.
So I write on that.
We love our neighbor.
We live in a little van and we travel all over the country.
Lifting up Jesus Christ today.
Right, and to call people out of the man-made philosophies into moral.
Lifting up Jesus Christ today. Have you been born of Jesus Christ? Are you following him with all you are? Not church attendance. Not of the culture.
Right.
Have you been born of Jesus Christ?
Have you been born again?
Yes.
Conforming to his image and his ways.
Repent, which means turning our ways from us to him.
Hold this
and following after
which
him.
Which has been a huge... The forgiveness
America's
of God
on the path to judgment. Jesus said he's coming with
fire.
He's going to burn everything that's not built of him on him.
Right.
Of his foundation.
He's not judging and forgives me helps me. Well, he does judge our deeds. Now, if
he forgives, if we
repent, yes.
If we repent,
yes. See, the problem is many, and this is what we see in America, is everybody says,
and obedience, Americans.
You just heard that. I don't know.
But that's not a ticket.
They're not repentant.
Thank you.
We don't want
you have to repent. Right. And if you repent, then you're going to follow after him in holiness and obedience. And that's what we're encouraging people.
Have you ever read, I'm going to share one of my favorite books that I read. It's called, I've been in a Bible study group for almost 20 years. One of my favorite books I've read is called Jesus with Dirty Feet, and it talks
but you don't
about
get
how
the grace
Jesus walked
and
as
mercy.
Man. He went through the same
if
emotions.
You're not willing to turn
he did come
from your
as a man, but he was still fully God.
And but seek after Christ,
you know that, right?
That you
absolutely.
Okay. But the
not
thing
church,
that really resonated with
group.
Me is that Jesus
Holy Scriptures
went through the same emotions that we did and the
ways.
Same hardships, but he still was able to go through life without sin. And
right,
book,
he was our example. He was the lamb
and
that was sacrificed.
Yes,
sacrificed.
And the book taught, what I liked about this book, it really exemplified how he was, walked in our shoes.
That's why it's called Jesus with Dirty Feet, because, well, think about it. He's walked the as a only human. God. All the other gods, yeah. everybody has to reach up to, and they're all dead. Right. They're
but
fake.
He walked
he's
through
the
our
guy
shoes
that came down to us to die for our sins.
But he walked
right,
through our
to
shoes
to show us the path.
He walked through our shoes as a human and went through the same strives we go through,
right,
with feeling sad, anger, rejection.
But that wasn't his whole point. The whole point was for him to come and die as
right.
the perfect lamb
but
for our sins.
But that's why we can relate to him, is because he went through the same emotional strides
we can,
that we
to
did.
A point, yes. Yes,
so
I would
that's
agree
what I liked
with
that, about
that to
book.
A point.
Yeah.
But the problem is, a lot of people, and I'm not saying you are, I don't know what you're thinking about this, a lot of people see that as, like, Jesus as my buddy, I have a relationship with him, when we have a covenant with God, a blood covenant.
Right.
He's God.
Right.
And he died for us to pay for the sins of those who would repent.
Exactly.
Not,
repent is
it's
the key
for
word.
The whole world, but it's only for those who will repent, shed their life, lose it, and follow
up.
After him.
You
right.
have to own up.
Right. So it's a blood covenant between God and man. And
absolutely.
A lot of people like to humanize Jesus to the point of being equal and level with him. I'm not saying you are.
He's
I just want to make sure.
He's equal to the point of knowing what we went through, but,
yes.
he's not equal. In the
he's God.
That, exactly.
He's God, and
he
died.
Could,
of Jesus
he could
Christ.
Get through
it's
the stuff
man.
We get through without sinning. He was without sin.
Right. God demanded
Jesus,
a perfect sacrifice.
Exactly.
A perfect spotless
and
lamb.
He walked in our
none
shoes
of us
and
can
was
do
able
it.
To do that.
Right.
Absolutely.
He did that.
Not
he's
born
a man.
A Baptist
right.
or a Mormon.
So I would just, out of all this, it sounds like you
what
have
you
something going on that maybe you're seeking more than
born
some.
By the
I'm a little fearful
God,
after 30 years that you haven't
Jesus
come across
Christ.
The obedience for
and
women,
obedience
which is
her.
Big.
Oh, obedience is very
I'm
stringent.
Talking about external, internal.
Scripture.
Obedience
and
is very stringent
eternal.
For women. And I went to very strict Catholic school, Catholic
it
university.
It cannot be denied.
Very much engaged
the
in my
world
church.
Okay, so if you want to obey Christ,
fire,
mm-hmm. I encourage you to go
Jesus
deeper.
Okay,
check out
that's
my
feedback.
Check out my sister's blog.
I'm
it teaches women how to be obedient. It, because if you're changed on the
if
inside,
in
it will
word,
show on the
you
outside. You see how we are.
Yep.
God even tells men how to dress.
Yeah.
Way back in Genesis.
If you're abiding
God
in his word,
clothed
you keep his
Adam and Eve in skins. And you know what that was? That is the forerunner.
Yeah,
it was like the sacrifice to cover
patriotism.
People.
Right.
Like Christ comes and his sacrifice
you repent
covers
and
people.
Seek Jesus
so he teaches the foundations of clothing and the blood sacrifice from way back in
right.
the beginning.
Lifting up Jesus
today.
Christ
and it is
today,
very important.
King of Kings.
It's very important because I just want to be honest
do
with you.
You know
you're biblically
him?
Naked right now.
Are you serving
that if you
him?
Are born again, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Are
and
you
you're showing off your shame and your
name?
Nakedness by not I'm covering shoulder. Yourself.
By not covering
biblically.
My head?
Yes.
Okay.
And
that's interesting
and by your body,
feedback.
Just so you know.
Simple
and I'm
question,
not I'm
Americans
not I would never teach that to somebody who said,
for?
I don't know Jesus. I have
no
clue if
fear,
I'm not born again. I would never do that.
That's very
but,
open.
Pleasure. You know, there's a lot of blindness out there.
I'm very hot.
Money.
I take medication that makes me hot, so that's why I Fame. Took my sweatshirt off to visit the memorial.
What
but
are you living for,
okay,
America?
Yeah. I would encourage you to go deeper because
eternal?
Now that you've been shown some of the truth, God will hold you accountable for that. It's in God's word. And
place
I'm here to help people. Yeah, I'm glad you see
that.
That. Yeah,
and
I'm glad you do.
That feedback. That's very helpful.
Okay.
Cool.
Good. Good. I would love to hear from you. Feel free to
and
shoot
you guys,
me an email.
And I'm going to send you an email from my personal
and
email. And I appreciate
okay.
it. I just saw
born from above
again,
and obey him.
Reading the Word of
not
God.
Not church.
And being spiritual is an important part of my life every day. And
okay. When you say spiritual, you mean through the Word of God, not this earthy New Age.
No. This is like the gospel.
I just want to make sure. Yeah. Because we hear a lot of people say they're spiritual, but they love Jesus. And yeah, they're merging. You know, the New Ages are merging.
We travel the country to call you.
Living by the Word.
To repentance.
Right. Okay. Awesome.
So coming back to my car. I saw
wrath
messaging,
is coming
and
to America.
I wanted to share that I appreciate your message.
Thank you.
God bless America.
It's really
God is coming.
It's helped
to
me
judge
in my life
America.
And my family, and it's so important to me.
America was
and I appreciate
never
what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you.
I
appreciate you stopping.
Because some people shun you and say you're crazy,
they hate it.
And they're but because they're I think they're afraid. There's
look
fear. And I just wanted to come and talk to you because I appreciate the good work
America's
that you're doing.
America's been
doing
a pseudo-false
all the glory to God. It's
and
not
it's
us. We only do it because
you
that's
do
what
it,
God
Lord,
commands us
it.
To do. So.
God is
God, that sounds like what Jesus I've done Christ. To you and help people, and I appreciate
America
I just
goes
to
war.
Thank you. It was nice meeting you.
And now I'm going to go put a sweatshirt on and my hoodie because
does
you gave me some good
like
feedback.
Jesus?
So I appreciate
okay, well, check
that.
Out my blog.
America's
yes, I don't want you doing that just because I told you. I want you to go
in
the scriptures and ask the Lord what you should be doing as a godly woman. Get it from Him in the scriptures. I'm just pointing you in that direction.
I start every day for over 20 years. I start every day before I get my son up for work, before
people
I start
tell me
my
they're
work
proud
day,
to be American.
The first thing
that's
I do
pride.
Is I make time
God
for God.
God hates pride.
And can I share a cool instance that happened to me?
Okay.
So I have a devotional
America.
That I've had for over
no.
10 years.
Judgment
and it's got a morning verse
America.
And an evening verse that you read. And it's got some space on the bottom of the page to write your thoughts
okay.
and feedback on the devotional and the
people
gospel.
People say they love Jesus, but
and
they don't obey him.
This
His
is
word
last
says
fall.
That's a liar.
And
like
I was
culture,
just starting a new job.
You're not obeying Jesus.
And I was worried about traffic and getting to my mm-hmm. first day of work on time. And I stopped.
Holiness
and, I said,
and
you
obedience
what? I need
mark
to,
God's people.
Because I was going to like, oh, I'll read my devotionals later. But I said, no, I'm going to read my devotionals before I go to work. And in my head, I said,
not
make
Sunday
time for
church,
God because he always makes time for me.
Holidays.
So I went to my devotional. And this is a 365 days of devotionals. I went to my devotional for the day. And do what I wrote a year before.
Not raise your hand.
Make time for God because he makes time for you.
Well, that would be a warning to you.
Which I thought
right.
was a warning.
And an encouragement.
I thought, I didn't see it as a warning. I thought it as a recognition and a blessing. Of God saying,
or to keep encouraging you, yes,
you're doing the right
absolutely.
Thing, making time for like yep. that's not a coincidence. I call it a
Americans
God's
don't even
really
coincidence.
You're
born of God, your
God certainly can
he
do.
He recognized me
to
for making time for him
my, yeah,
before
God.
I went
right.
to work because I'm like, I'm going to be late,
identity?
But you know what? I'm going to make time for God.
No,
and
God
the note I had from years
sin.
Prior was make time for God.
Americans
before,
don't even know this.
He always makes
we can
time
easily
for you.
Get swept
he
away
speaks,
in this fast word.
He speaks to me all
because
the time.
They're false
that's words. Like one of my favorite.
When you say speak, you just mean not audibly. You don't hear him.
I think through
heaven.
Circumstances and
not
through my reading, and I have quiet prayer and meditation where I do.
Okay, yes.
Make
the Holy Spirit can make you aware of things.
Yes.
Yes. What
exactly.
we want to do is make sure we hear people all the time saying, oh, I hear him. He talks to me
no,
all the time.
No, no,
okay,
no,
good.
It's not
glad
that.
To hear that.
No,
glad
no,
to
no,
hear
no,
that.
It's
yeah.
not that
transparent.
Right.
Will.
You need to
right.
be open. He speaks through his word.
Obeying
yes.
the scriptures.
And always the Holy Spirit.
And I pray to be receptive because I think sometimes we get so
following him
with
all that you are, your whole heart.
Errands, working, all sorts of things.
Loving him.
Yeah, right. If we're his,
we
we're bought with a price.
And we need to take time to meditate.
Remind my neighbor
on his
open.
Word.
The
yes.
wrath of God
yes.
is coming.
Okay, when you say meditate, not like that yoga guy back there.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Okay, great. You mean meditate on the word. Yes,
yes.
Okay, just don't testing
meditate,
you.
My friend.
I'm testing you to
you
make sure.
You guys are fabulous. You are a blessing. And I'm
good.
So glad I got to spend time with you. You're doing great work.
Thank you.
And
all
I will check out your
God.
Blog. And I appreciate your input and feedback because I'm... It's always a constant journey to be a better child in Christ.
Right, and that's what we're here is to help cut out what's blinding people, which is the false teachings out there, and push them into God's word.
And there's a lot of nonsense.
And
you've got to, and
yes.
sometimes,
you have to learn how to discern through it.
And I pray for that. I pray for God to show me the right message. That's
right,
one of my prayers
right, and you
day.
Just met a couple of his workers
yeah,
that are encouraging
me today.
You to push you right
before
through
before I had to get up early
you know
to take
God
a
hates patriotism
and
pride.
My devotional reading, and I take my devotional.
The only
with
nation
me
ever special
travel.
To God.
Can I ask
Israel.
You about that devotional?
Uh huh.
Because they're usually written by a man, and they usually have commentaries that
it's
don't always line
woman.
Up. Okay. Well, you also have to be very careful about that. Is she a biblical woman? I haven't found a book yet. Is she biblically lined up? So she's a head covered biblically dressed, and she teaches submission.
Very conservative.
And who is this?
Joyce Meyer.
Who?
Joyce Meyer.
Joyce Meyer is not, she's not biblical.
You don't think so?
She's a heretic.
Really?
She's word of faith. She is not biblical.
So,
not by a far
how can Americans
shot.
Follow
okay,
God?
Absolutely not.
Here's a good thing. Joyce Meyer.
You need to burn that.
No,
you need to burn that. The Bible says if somebody's in sin, you warn them once, warn them twice, warn them again.
She misguided me towards...
You're not supposed to have any association with a heretical woman.
But here's the thing.
Or man, any kind of teacher.
But here's the thing. She in a good way. And I'm not saying, because some of her word is
questionable. No, man, you need to throw that away. We're not even supposed to associate with anybody who's teaching on sound doctrine. She does not teach sound doctrine.
What I like.
We have a testing of her on the website if you want to go look at
it.
We have a lot of testings on false teachers.
The Bible says no one
will
see God
without
holiness.
I had to throw some of that stuff away in the beginning. What you're going to want to do,
like
I thought you just said, that you don't follow what man says, you want to follow what God's word says. That's what you said.
But here's the thing. I have my I have a myriad of devotionals, and whatever people's backgrounds, the good that whatever their background is, the good is that it focuses me on God's word.
Okay, see, now God can use somebody doing something that they shouldn't be doing. God can use them to convict it, but to call them out. And I'm calling you out of that. You need to throw that away. She's an unbiblical teacher.
So reading, just getting a Bible verse for the day to focus on is a bad thing?
Go to God's Word.
That's
you don't need the devotionals. Go away.
So the devotionals give me kind of a focus.
But she's a false teacher.
I don't read her blurbs. I focus on...
It doesn't matter. Don't even promote her. Don't look at her. She needs to. She's been rebuked by many people, and she hasn't repented.
I go to her devotionals to... as a resource to focus on what word. And
okay, you know what? That's called spiritual idolatry. Because do you realize this?
So looking at what verse she has
is in
and
sin.
She's
going
to the Bible?
Gross sin. She has many sins.
You could
go. Not if you're a saint of God. See, we're not called sinners if we're born again. We're to be saints, which means we repent. We don't walk in sin. We may slip in it,
right?
But we don't walk in it. She's walking in it. She's been warned about it.
But I don't...
You need to throw it away.
But
you need to throw that away
as a guide for what verse to focus on,
biblical.
And then I read the Bible.
Okay, well,
so it's kind
that's
of
called spiritual idolatry.
So
and
I
I'm warning you about that.
Yeah, can I just throw one thing in there?
Sure.
I teach the Word of God on my website. I got lots of articles. The Bible is clear. We're to obey Him.
Of course,
okay?
Absolutely.
And so the Bible tells us if people come in Romans 16:17 and teach.
Romans is the hardest book I've ever read.
Okay, hold on.
The
and it says book. It says if anyone comes and brings division by not teaching sound doctrine. Mark them
and
avoid them.
Okay.
So if I tell you a lie and you go to scriptures and you confirm it's a lie and I go, no, I that's what I believe, you're supposed to mark me because guess what? I'm leaven. And what am I going to bring more into your life?
But if I'm marking you, am I judging you and I'm not supposed
we're
to
supposed
judge
to
you?
We are to judge those within the
so
body.
So that's different for me because
within
I was
the body.
Only God can judge.
No, we're
so
to judge.
Spiritual
can I explain that quickly?
Yes.
We judge on how we live and we judge doctrine to God's word. God judges.
Okay.
Wait, God judges your eternal fate. I don't.
That's he's what, the only judge.
That's what God judges. But the Bible tells us in many places, Matthew 18, Matthew 7, 1 Timothy 5, 1 Corinthians 5, to judge the body. We're to judge each other in a loving, kind way.
Judging fruit.
In a nice way. Got
in a nice way. Right. So that's where
that's what I'm looking for.
We're standing here talking to you.
I always thought I could never judge because I always thought God was the only judge.
And a loving way is a Hebrews 4 sword, which you
and
may need to slice somebody to see their sin and repent of it.
Repent.
Yes.
That's interesting.
You ever eat? I know you do. You eat with a fork?
Yes.
Like this. Like this. And you stick it right in your eye. No. What do you do? You judge it to your mouth.
Oh, I
you
like
judge
that
distance. You drive a car?
Very wise.
I'm driving. I'm keeping between the yellow lines. I'm judging this.
Yes.
You're looking at us and go, I'm going to go judge them by the Word of God. Are they telling me the truth? Do they look biblical? Do they talk biblical? Do they teach biblical? Right. Judge us to the Word of God.
I love it.
That's what we do.
You have been incredibly enlightening.
We love you. That's why we're here.
And you guys are fabulous, right. And I love you, and I appreciate your feedback and input. And I'm going to take it home and share it with others. And
awesome.
I'm going to maybe get rid
Holy
of my
is the Lamb of God, lifting up
different.
Jesus Christ
and just go
today.
To the gospel.
The Bible, right.
The gospel.
Yes. Amen.
And you know what? That's going to simplify my morning reading.
Yes, it will. You know what? We even tell people, if you never even look at our website, because it's huge.
Yeah.
What we have on there is what we found as we left the deception. And we just pointed
good question.
To God.
Great. That's what it should be. It should be all of God through full obedience.
I appreciate that.
Okay, awesome. It was nice meeting you.
I pray for you. Thank you for your good words. For sharing the message.
Thank you.
Or is Jesus more like a hobby? I go on Sunday.
Engage in conversation because the Lord is a big part of my life, and I appreciate you guys.
Nice. We're glad to be an encouragement to you, to press you on.
I used to have
the biblical Savior.
I lived in Chicago. We had a Bible study group, and we purposely held it
he overtakes
outside
your life in
of an L-stop so people could see us reading the Bible, praying, and it wasn't, it's kind of uncomfortable.
Well, you know what?
And
can
I'm
I just say something since you brought that up?
Savior.
We're supposed to pray in private.
calling you to come out of the world.
That's not something you want to do for the world to see.
Come out of this
you.
Full, but we were, corrupt.
We I'm did just it, encouraging you in it.
But we did this so people could see us.
But what we're supposed to do is not that. What we're supposed to do is preach the gospel.
And that's why we had it in a very public place. And we'd always pray at the end of our devotional, our Bible study. It was a Bible study. And we did it in a very public place.
Okay, well, if you look into that, that's not biblical. I'm just encouraging you in case.
But you're here of Earth Spirit.
But we're not praying to God in front
of people. We would pray at the end of our...
Okay, yeah. And what we do is we're out here actively trying to reach people.
That's why we did it.
Not just sitting there reading. And I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing.
We did it because we had people that would see us reading the gospel, talking about the gospel. And it recruited a lot of people into Christianity. And I know the message was, I understand being in a very public place is not very, is not always
it's not
easy
welcoming
or comfortable.
Right, right.
And as someone that's done something similar,
yeah,
whether it's right or wrong, it was with good
intentions.
I was
just helping you with that for going forward. That's
oh, this was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just, in case you end up with a, something to keep in mind. Jesus prayed, and he said to pray in our closet.
Yeah, oh,
and
I
he
know.
Warns about
I,
the
I
Pharisees.
I have, I close the door, and I draw the drapes.
Right, okay, yeah.
But I appreciated... as someone that used to read the gospel in public, in a very public place with a lot of traffic, I know it's not easy, and some
right.
people can judge, and it takes a lot of courage, and many blessings to you and your husband.
Thank you.
For what you're doing.
It's all the glory to God. We're just being obedient.
Exactly, and that's
right,
what
just
I've done something similar. It may not be perfect, but it came with good intentions, and I appreciate everything you're doing, which is why I wanted to stop by. And
well, thank you.
Engage, and you gave me some great feedback. I'm going to go put my sweatshirt on, even though I'm hot, and I appreciate everything that you and your husband
all right,
you
well,
are
thank
doing.
You. Have a safe trip, and I appreciate you stopping.
Yeah, you guys are fabulous, and a lot of prayer. I'm going to keep doing my prayers this week, and best to you with all the good work you're doing.
Shoot me an email. Let me know how
absolutely,
I can
absolutely, I will. And what's your name?
Debbie.
Debbie, anyway. I'm Julie.
Nice to meet
it's
you.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Miss Debbie. And your husband, you guys are wonderful people.
All right, take
and I
care.
Appreciate your good work.
All right, bye-bye.